This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode. What I want to do with you is talk about motivation today, talk about excuses, and hopefully get you fired up, even if just for today, to create some positive change in your life. And I want to share with you guys actually a song that has really motivated me in the past couple days. And I think the reason that I'm finding it to be a powerful motivator is because it helps me remember that I've got to work hard, right? That I can't just drift through life kind of making excuses and taking easy street and expect anything excellent in my life. It just doesn't usually happen that way. And I think many of us struggle to change, struggle to improve our choices when we stop focusing on what we want most and why we want it, right? We struggle to change, to improve our habits when we are focused more on what we want now than we are focused on what we want most and why we want it. When we stop thinking about that, we really struggle to make good choices. And we struggle to change when we see hard work as something we should resist and avoid instead of as something we should seek out and embrace. One of the keys to permanent change is to find things that anchor you to your motivation. You cannot rely on something just getting you fired up every once in a while. You have to know what those triggers are and how to pull them for yourself so that when you don't feel like doing the work, you know how to fire yourself up. Every single one of us needs to know how to create that motivation, momentum, excitement, and enthusiasm for ourselves. And very recently for me, because these things change very regularly, for me personally, it was the song Hard Love by Need to Breathe. And I will link to it in the show notes over on primalpotential.com, and I'll put the lyrics. I want to share some of those lyrics with you today and why they fire me up so much. And I believe that every one of us can find some great reminders in this and some motivation in this. So it kind of starts out talking about the need to fight. It starts out saying, trading punches with the heart of darkness, going to blows with your fear incarnate. Never gone until it's stripped away. A part of you has to die today. Which, I know, I get it, dramatic, right? But think about it. Trading punches with darkness. It means not just being upset, being unmotivated, surrendering to that darkness, whether it's darkness in choices you've made, darkness in your motivation, darkness in your mindset, darkness in your past. It means fighting into it, fighting through it. It reminds me of the quote that I know I've shared on the Daily Motivations podcast, hit your fears harder than they hit you. Hit your fears harder than they hit you. Too many of us are like, oh, it was hard. And we see that as the end point. Guys, the resistance, the struggle, the lack of motivation, that is the start of your race, not the end of it. That is when you begin to hit back, trading punches with the heart of darkness instead of like, well, today's not my day because I have crazy cravings or I'm extra hungry or I'm emotional or I just don't feel like it. No, trading punches with the heart of darkness is about fighting against those urges to be lazy, those urges to make excuses, right? We can't be successful when we see resistance, lack of motivation, as where we turn away, where we give in, where we give up, the end point. Where we say, oh, it's too hard today. That's why I love this idea, this lyric, trading punches with the heart of darkness. It means fighting back. It means not surrendering. It means showing up to fight for yourself instead of giving in every other day or every other hour. So many times we hear these thoughts, these urges, I want chocolate, I'm craving sweets, I don't want to work out. I know I said I'd have a fat loss friendly dinner, but I really want pizza tonight. And then we just stop there. But that's not the end of the conversation. That's not the end of the thought process. It is the beginning. So something for us all to think about and identify, what is our own heart of darkness? Seriously, what are those places, those moments, those situations where you talk yourself out of what you want most or what you said you'd do, where you make excuses, where you find yourself giving up or giving in, even just for the moment? What is your heart of darkness? Is it that, oh, I don't care, late at night, I'm tired, I'll deal with it tomorrow, I'll do better tomorrow? What is it for you? You've got to know that first so that you know where and when you're looking to fight back, where and when those opportunities are. I mean, think about like a street fight, right? It's dark, but even think of like cliche movie scenes where it's like, you know, meet me at 11:30 behind the bleachers, right? There's a lot of value in understanding what that means within ourselves. Where do we need to show up to fight? It's not that these moments are frustrations or these moments are failures. No, they are chances when you've got to show up and say, I'm going to trade punches. I am going to hit my fears harder than they are hitting me. I'm going to hit my excuses harder than they are hitting me. What is that for you? You have to fight it harder than it is fighting you. You've got to stop surrendering to it. Another line from the song that really moves me, and again, I'll put all of these lyrics over on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. It says, it's not enough to just feel the flame. You've got to burn your old self away. And again, drama, it's music, it's art, all of that. But think about what that could mean in your journey. It's not enough to just get fired up about your goals. It's not enough to be like, oh, that was such a motivating podcast, or I love that quote, or here's my plan. You have to act on it. But the key is, and that's what this line really makes me think, you've got to burn your old self away. It's not, oh, I do it when I feel like it. You've always done it when you felt like it. Burning your old self away is, it's not enough to just feel motivated. It's not enough to just do it when I feel like doing it. I've got to change something. And changing something means I'm not giving in to the same excuses and exceptions and stories as I always have. You can't keep choosing the things that have been keeping you where you don't want to be anymore. One of my clients repeatedly justifies indulgences because she tells herself, I mean, it's so small, it shouldn't make a difference. I mean, then she'll say, I'm so big that one little thing here or there shouldn't keep me from seeing results. Well, the should doesn't matter. You aren't seeing the results you want. So your argument is completely crap. And the thing is, it's not this one small indulgence. It's that pattern of using this argument over and over. Oh, it's just this one small thing. Well, when day after day, it's just this one small thing, guess what? That's not such a small thing anymore. It's not enough to just have this idea of what change looks like. You have to create it. You have to pay attention. Is your body changing? If not, your approach needs to. You cannot keep choosing that same old story and giving into that same old excuse and expecting a different result. Another little bit of the song here. This is the chorus. Hold on tight a little longer. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Get back up because it's a hard love. You can't change without a fallout. It's going to hurt, but don't you slow down. Get back up because it's a hard love. Guys, none of us are going to change without doing something hard. It's just not going to happen. You have to do the work. Breaking the chains of habit is not easy, right? It's going to take effort. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take sacrifice. It's not the same thing as like losing a limb in a war, of course, but you cannot take easy street and expect to end up somewhere special, somewhere worthwhile. Try asking yourself this question. What hard decisions will I make today? What hard work will I do today? I'll give you an example. I really wanted to stay on the Cape this morning. I went down there last night to watch the football game. It's about 90 minutes from where I live. I wanted to stay down there today. And I could have worked from there. It would have been no big deal. It was a late night with the game. But you know what? I got up at 4 a.m. I was in my car around 4:15, driving back to have an hour to work before I had to be at the gym. Did I have to make that choice? No. I could have stayed on the Cape. I could have done a workout with the kettlebell that was in my car, and I could have worked from down there. But you know what? I look for hard decisions that challenge me, that force me to practice self-discipline. What hard decisions will you make today? What hard work can you do today? And this doesn't just apply to fat loss and fitness and health, right? When it comes to me building a business, I get up before most people 365 days a year. I am up no later than 5 a.m. every single day, whether it's a Sunday, a holiday, a vacation, it doesn't matter. You can't do the work just when you feel like it and expect success. That is true in the gym, in the kitchen, with fat loss, relationships, business, everything. Raise your standards of yourself. Be intentional about doing hard things. Look for them. Look for opportunities to do something that is hard for you, that challenges you, that pushes you out of your comfort zone, that you would normally make excuses about. Create that as part of your identity, that you do hard things. You seek out situations that challenge you. You look for opportunities to practice self-discipline. Do that today. Another phrase from the song that really spoke to me. There's a reason that the road is long. It takes some time to make your courage strong. There's a reason that the road is long. It takes some time to make your courage strong. Too many people feel entitled about results after just a few weeks. They should be seeing movement on the scale after a few days or weeks of hard work. Stop. That's ridiculous. That's like your kid expecting their high school diploma because they got an A on their first test of the year. No. Time to grow up. There's a reason that the road is long. It takes time to make your courage strong. You don't deserve results after a week. Sorry, Charlie, it's not the way it goes. Stop getting pissed off that your weight wasn't down after 4 days of better choices. Keep your head down and commit to taking care of yourself because it's the right thing for your health and it takes time. Rushing only creates frustration. And frustration is the precursor to inconsistency. I'm going to say that again. Rushing only creates frustration. And that is the precursor to inconsistency. Challenge yourself to do the hard work. Dig in. Stop taking easy street and then complaining about the choice. I wrote in Friday's daily blog. I post a blog every Monday through Friday over on primalpotential.com/blog. Just my random musings. I also post my daily workouts and what I eat every day, Monday through Friday. And Friday's blog was about a quote from Tim Grover, author of the book Relentless. And he says, your body is a business you have to take care of. And that really struck me because it's like, am I treating my business better than my body? Undeniably, my body is the most valuable asset I have because without my health, I have absolutely nothing. And even if you don't own a business, think about your job. Do you put more effort, more consistency, more focus, more problem solving, more tenacity, more energy into your job or your business than you do your body? How's that likely to work out for you? Put more effort into this. It's all you have. Everything hinges on your health, on your energy, on your confidence. It does. Your relationships, your finances, your career. It all matters. Your body is a business you have to take care of. So if you are the CEO of this business, of your health, what can you do today to improve operations? What fundamentally needs to change in this business of your body, of your health, of your fitness? What standard operating procedures need to be in place? If this was a business, what would the leadership look like? Would there be no leadership? Would there be no structure? Would there be no discipline? It's just floundering around. What would happen to a business like that? It would fail. Maybe not overnight, maybe not in a year or two, but certainly it would fail. Why do we resist the hard things when they are the path to better things, to energy, to vitality, to confidence, to health? You've got to stop with the excuses and with the old stories that are not taking you where you want to go. And if you are ready to stop making those excuses, and if you are ready to create new stories, and if you are ready to treat your body like a business and be a CEO that is creating something successful, keep in mind that the final Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017, the last one for the year, kicks off on Sunday, October 1st. Space is limited because of the one-on-one coaching I want to be able to provide when people email with questions. So I'm opening up registration to people on the wait list on September 14th. So if you want to take advantage of this 12-week coaching opportunity, get on the wait list now. I will link to it over in the show notes, or you can go to primalpotential.com/waitfall. primalpotential.com/waitfall, WAITFALL, and get on the wait list because it's time to do things differently, guys, and you have everything you need. It's just sometimes we need to get out of our own way and see how we're even in our own way, because sometimes we've been doing it the way we've been doing it for so long, we don't even notice how backwards it is. And that's one of the big things that the Fat Loss Fast Track is all about, helping you see where and how and why you're in your way so that you can start creating different patterns of behavior. Before we wrap up, I want to start doing something a little bit different because a couple episodes I shared a bunch of my favorite snack and meal items that I was getting from Thrive Market. I want to start a couple of times a week. We've got 3 episodes a week, probably on 2 of them. I want to start sharing with you guys like a product of the day, something I love that makes my life easier. And today I want to talk to you about Picnic Butter Coffee. But most of you are familiar with Bulletproof Coffee, Butter Coffee. There is a brand of ready-to-drink butter coffee. It's organic coffee mixed with grass-fed butter, MCT oil, and 10 grams of grass-fed whey protein in a ready-to-drink thing. So I told you guys that when I spend the night on Cape Cod, I get up super, super early to drive back and work for a little bit in the morning before I have to be at the gym at 7, right? One of the things I do to make those mornings easier for me is I will get my coffee the night before and have it ready in my car, right? Because I'm leaving around 4:15 a.m. and I don't want to wait for coffee to brew. So oftentimes I'll just buy a bottle of cold brew, like at a local gas station or something like that, whatever I can find. But yesterday I got super lucky because this grocery store down on the Cape carried Picnic Butter Coffee, which I love. And I've been a fan for a long time. I've posted it several times on my Instagram, but I didn't happen to have any. So I found it in the store, was super pumped, paid more than I would like to for it. It was like $5 a bottle in the store. But I got that and then drank one of them on the way home, which just was so easy because since I was up earlier than normal, I would probably be hungrier a little bit sooner, but I wasn't going to have time to eat something before the gym. So that was perfect for me. But again, I paid more than I wanted to in the store. So the first thing I did after my workout today was I went on to Thrive Market to see, all right, they tend to have really great deals on this stuff. What is the story? A 6-pack. Now, there are different flavors of this Picnic Butter Coffee. I only drink the cappuccino because it doesn't have the sugar in it that the other flavors do. So it's the Picnic Butter Coffee cappuccino flavor. But anyway, on Thrive Market, you can get a 6-pack of these ready-to-drink coffees with grass-fed butter, MCT oil, and grass-fed whey protein. The 6-pack on Thrive Market is $23.99. If you go through the Picnic website, you are paying $35.94 for the same thing. So $23.99 on Thrive Market, $35.94 on the Picnic website. On Amazon, it's still more. It's $30, $29.99. So it's only $23.99 on Thrive Market. And if you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, you get an additional 25% off your first order and free shipping on that first order and a free 30-day membership. So it takes it down from $23.99 for six bottles to like $18. And it's just great for me in a pinch because it's got some fat, it's got some protein. I love coffee anyway. Don't have to wait for it to brew. Not something I drink every day, but certainly for those mornings where I'm up early, hitting the road, want a little fuel in my system, so I'm not just going to drink black coffee. I absolutely love it. I think it's really, really delicious as well as very convenient. But remember, guys, the whole point of this episode is about doing the work, fighting back against resistance, fighting back against excuses, trading punches with the heart of darkness, not having the temptations or the lethargy or the emotion being the stopping point where you surrender, but rather being the starting point. Hope you guys will hop on the wait list for that final fat loss fast track of 2017. Primalpotential.com/waitfall, waitfall, WAITFALL, and I will link it up in the show notes. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.